At Greene King, it's more than a game. It's a gathering of moments, memories, and maybe the start of new friendships.
Before the World Cup football fever, we were there, pint in hand and door wide open.
The most experienced hands hosting the biggest hearts. From party atmosphere
to the quiet nooks, perfect for those nail-biting penalties, Greene King welcomes every kind of fan.
So pick your perch and raise a glass, because this summer we're hosting the nation.
And everyone's invited.
What up, everybody? I'm riding solo tonight. Can't find anybody. So I hope everybody can. Let me see. I think my audio is working cool. I don't have my headphone switch. So let me switch to my headphones. Yeah. Boom. Game one is now officially over. The Boston Celtics dominated the Dallas Mavericks, winning 107-89. They had at one point a 29-point lead that the Mavericks dwindled all the way down to 8 points. And in our group chat, I pointed out that, and Nick accused me of hating, but it was just the reality, that those two free throws by Jaylen Brown that he missed, and he was awful from the line tonight, gave them hope, and Doncic came back, hit a three, and then they got the score within 21. Went on a crazy one to open the third quarter, but was only able to get it to 8 before Dallas was able to settle down. I mean, Boston was able to settle down and get things back under control. So it's game one. We never really want to overreact to game one. So we'll see how it plays out in game two. Dallas has been in the situation before where they've lost game ones of the first two rounds they were in and ended up winning game two and eventually won the series. So it was, but again, I think while we look at that and it may not look like anybody was out there dominating anything, the fact of the matter is this is how the Celtics have been playing all year long. And if people haven't been watching them all year long, like myself, then, you know, it just looks like it was just another game. But this is how they play. And Sonny, the Bleltic, some of y'all may remember him, he'll be on Tuesday to give a Celtic perspective. He wasn't able to join us tonight, or join me tonight, actually. You know, the game started off a little rusty, but I think the thing that really the story of the game is Kristaps Porzingis. He came up, man, and he had 18 points in the first half. He was hitting everything that damn near went up. He cooled off in the second half, but by then it was too late. And the thing that I was looking for was I was trying to see whether or not Stamps would be able to keep that up for the whole game. Of course, he was naturally going to cool off as the game went on. He wasn't going to be 7-9, you know, shooting at that rate forever. And eventually he did. But, you know, the guy that's been there that helped him in the second and the conference finals pretty much settled the ship. And it was Jaylen Brown with great defensive plays in the third quarter. He had two great blocks, a lob breakup, and a pretty big three, and a steal. So Jaylen Brown showed up to play, and he did what he was supposed to do, and he looked confident out there. He looked prepared, and he looked ready to go ahead and take game one. So, but at the end of the day, it's just game one. Luka put up 30, but it was, you know, he's going to put up his numbers. But the guy that didn't show up was Kyrie. Kyrie hasn't won a game versus the Celtics in quite some time. I don't know if it's 0 of 11 or 13 or whatever the thing is, but He hasn't beaten them in a minute. So all streaks are meant to be broken. But yeah, he definitely struggled against the Celtics. The three-point shooting was key and a big factor for them. And defense. And in the first half, I saw Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum constantly hunting Luka Doncic and making him work on the defensive end. But he still got his. The other thing I thought was interesting was that Tatum, and I'll get to Tatum in a minute, he doesn't get or did not get in this game superstar calls. And that was very notable as he drove to the basket. Jaylen Brown didn't get some calls either, and Doncic got every call he wanted to get. So that's something I'm definitely going to watch, because that's what helped settle them down when they couldn't hit a three in the damn third quarter. So once they started attacking the basket and got some fouls called and got the game settled down, then they were able to kind of reestablish control and pretty much coast the rest of the game. But yeah, I noticed he didn't get a lot of superstar calls, so I thought that was interesting. And yeah, that's it. So we'll see. You know, I think now that Jason Kidd has game film on Kristaps, how will they implement him moving forward? How will the Mavericks guard him moving forward? Because they really had no answer for him. And can they keep this up? So it's game one. We don't overreact to game one. It's just game one. We've seen the Celtics do this. We've seen them win game one, and we've seen them blow game two, and then they reassert control and they went out. So we'll see how it plays out. It's to remain to be seen. And we got a long series ahead of us. Game two is Sunday. So, but right now, I'll be honest, Celtics look pretty dominant. They look pretty dominant. They got whatever they wanted. And the Mavs struggled to get shots. Not a lot of assists, as they pointed out in the broadcast. So we'll see what type of adjustments they made. And the question I was having is, can those guys that were making shots against everybody else, will they be able to continue to hit those shots in the same clip that they were hitting them in, you know, against OKC and against Minnesota? So and tonight they were not able to do that. So, but the Celtics, they look like they played their brand of basketball. And it's up to the Mavs to make an adjustment. Will we see them play the way they played in that third quarter, at least to start the third quarter? Will they play that way the rest of the game? The other thing I noted was that Tatum looked a little shaky out there. He tried to stat pad a little bit in the fourth quarter when the game was in hand, but he looked a little bit nervous. He was hunting his shots late in the second quarter. And he had some big shots, but he did not look like a guy that played in the finals before. And when they were going on that run, that was the moment where I hit up Sonny and I was telling him, this is when we look for Tatum to assert control. We look for him to dominate the game, and we look for him to help them guys win this game and not blow a 29-point lead. He did not do that. Jaylen Brown did that in game one. So we'll see how it goes from him from here. Maybe he's relaxed. Maybe he got that bad game out of his system. I don't know. But it ain't looking good. Right now, if I had to hand out an MVP, so far Jaylen Brown's earning it. And in the first half, it was KP. And Doncic put up his numbers. Brown ended up with 8 points less than Luka. So, but at the end, you know, I think if you're Tatum, you don't care. You just want to win the game. But hey, man, we got to see it. We just got to see it. I know he's a cold brother. He can put up numbers, but we really need to see him win in a moment like this when it matters. And in this game, he didn't really have to do it, except in the third quarter, but JB took over. The last thing that I got, and I was about to test the guys this, but I felt like I wanted to talk to them in person. Kristaps Porzingis was out there looking like the guy we think Cat should be. He looked dominant. He was blocking shots. Cat's not a defender, so he's not going to block shots like that. He was confident. He had a little charisma, a little swag to him. So I thought that watching how he was able to assert control in the first half of the game, going off like that, that's the thing that popped in my head. And if Minnesota had that, then who knows where they would be. But that's what they need. And that was a takeaway. But how many games will KP play? You know, he's brittle, so he may not last. And so we'll see. But he did his job. He is probably something they need the game plan for. And he could be an X factor in this series because we've been watching so far the playoffs without Kristaps Porzingis. And he definitely makes them a better team. And the Celtics are a lot harder to guard than some of the other teams that they faced so far. So we'll see how it goes, man. But at the end of the day, it's game one. The Celtics won the first game. And can they close the deal? Because we know that the Mavs will respond and they'll be back. But yeah, man, we'll see. So those are my thoughts on the game. Game two is Sunday at 8:30. I think it's at 8:30. I don't know. You guys know, but it's Sunday. So I'll gather everybody. I think Q will definitely be on for me, on with me. And like I said, Sonny will be on. We're going to have a Boston Celtic fan on the show to defend his team. So it should be interesting to watch. But yeah, interesting game. Not anything exciting until the third quarter. But basketball is a game of runs. And Boston answered with the run of their own. So looking at the box score, P.J. Washington didn't really do shit. Daniel Jones Jr. didn't really do shit, but get his shit swatted. Gafford, not a damn thing. Kyrie was awful, 6-19, 0-5. Doncic, this is interesting. 30 points, 10 rebounds, only one assist. Now, 12 or 26 from the field, but he'll do that. That's a given. But yeah, not a lot of assists. So that's something they're going to have to correct. Kleber, 2 points. He didn't do shit off the bench. Lively was nothing but a walking foul. Jalen Green came. Whoever this guy. Who is this guy? This is some Green guy. Came back down to earth. And Jaden Hardy got most of his points in garbage time. Tatum, 16 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists. Hey, man, I'll give him that. He's been rebounding the ball well. So he's doing a good job of grabbing those balls. Horford, 10 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. His defense was really good, you know, in some of the switches on Luka. He's a vet, so he can pay attention to detail. Jrue Holiday hit a couple of key buckets in the fourth quarter, but for the most part, he wasn't really there. Derek White, I thought Derek White was interesting, especially in the third quarter, because they welcomed him taking a lot of those shots, and he eventually went cold. He started off hot, hitting a couple of threes, but he finished 3 of 8 and 5 of 11 from the field. And he was just jacking up shots like he was Tatum. And, of course, Brown with 22 assists, 2 and 3 steals and 3 blocks, so his defense was great. But terrible from the free throw line with 6 of 11 from 3. And Porzingis, we already talked about him, 20 and 6, but he only had 2 in the second half. And then the rest of these people don't really even matter. So, yeah, man, this is going to be interesting because Boston is a different type of animal for the Mavs to defend because they shoot a lot of threes. Like, I think they've averaged the most threes in the league this year. So they definitely create a lot of space, and they're willing to jack them bitches up. So how will the Mavs adjust to that? Because if they start going in the guarding the three-point line, then that creates room for Brown and Tatum to attack the paint and continue to attack Luka. Luka had some good defense possessions, you know, especially on Tatum, who looked – Tatum just looked awful tonight, guys. I just I was trying to give the guy some grace and give him some patience, but some of his post-ups looked terrible. He had a horrible turnover at the end of the first quarter or second half, I think, and KP bailed his ass out with the block. Like, he has one of the worst, and his bag just, I don't know what's in that bag, but it just looked awful. So he got to right the ship, because they're going to need him to play well, because we can't expect that from KP all the time, you know. But either way it go, man, good win, another double-digit win for the Celtics, and this is what they do. This is what they do. They go out, they look sloppy, they blow leads, they get control, then they win the games, and then we, myself and other people, hop on and talk about how they don't look dominant, yet they still end up winning. At the end of the day, they find ways to win, and the way they won tonight, it seems to be how they've been winning all year. And they did it with Tatum not even having to be dominant, and that's it. So yeah, man, we'll see a double digit win for the Celtics. How will the Mavs respond? We shall find out Sunday. So yeah, man, we'll catch you guys Sunday. We'll be back. I think what I want to do is definitely do, post game shows, especially since we're be going on break after probably the NBA draft. So I definitely want to cover these game to game while we still have them. But so catch us Sunday after the game or right when the fourth quarter is ending, if it's a blowout. But if it's close, it'll probably be right after the game. And yeah, man, we'll catch you guys then. And I'll get some folks on here with me too. So shout out to my son Miles for putting on the MetaQuest so I can record. So I'm out. I'll catch you guys later. Peace.